Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Today we're going to talk about a pretty funny concept, but tracing your title history back to God. But I got to tell you, I was at the bank today, and I looked back where the teller sits, and she had a little change box, and at the end were these gigantic Ike dollars. And I said, "Are those silver dollars?" She said, "Yes." "Wow, I haven't seen those in a long time." She goes, "Yeah, I hate those things. Nobody wants them." I said, "You know something? Give me a couple." So I got a couple Ike dollars. So I'm going to add them to the collection over here. So that in theory, if somebody were to win the $100 bill that's back there somewhere, you'd have your choice of getting the $100 bill worthless reserve note, or Morgan dollars, which are, you know, 90% silver, or in Ike dollars. I'd get 98 more. But again, it's not going to happen. Now, here's the deal. Ever since I started doing Leto's Law on the internet, I've been getting a lot of great correspondence from people. And I hope Jim doesn't mind, but Jim McCaffrey from New Orleans sent me a letter. And this is a guy who gets it. He notarized the letter. He notarized the envelope. And he wrote me a very, very nice letter. And you know, Jim, thank you very much for passing that along. But he enclosed a thing he wrote years ago. Jim's been trained as an attorney. And he said, "You might get a kick out of this thing I wrote that was published." And so I'm looking at, it's an article that was published in Student Lawyer magazine back in 1984. And it's called "The Title Search of the Century: Only God Can Make a Lawyer." But, you know, if you've ever bought a house or piece of property, you know, they do a title search. So you're buying it from somebody and then they tell you who they bought it from. And theoretically, you can go back and back and back and back until you find out who the property originally came from. And so I'm just going to tell you how the story goes and read to you the article, which includes a letter that Jim McCaffrey wrote, or James Manus McCaffrey, a third-year Knight Law student at Loyola University in New Orleans, had free time on his hands. Nothing worse than a lawyer with free time on his hands. Trust me. So remembering an old story about an unusually in-depth title search, he spent about 100 hours actually doing the research and writing this up. As the story goes, an attorney had done a title search on a home and was then asked to search the title further back. And the following letter is McCaffrey's idea of how the fabled attorney may have replied. And he says, "Trust me on this one, it's thoroughly researched and every citation is correct." And the letter was published originally in Mensa, their bulletin. And of course, Mensa is the International Society for members who score relatively high on the IQ test. But here's how the letter goes. And again, this is regarding a piece of property in New Orleans. "Gentlemen, please be advised that I am in receipt of your letter concerning my title work on a quarter arpent lot at the intersection of the banquettes of Rue Bienville and Rue Chartres in the Vieux Caire French Quarter in the parish of Orleans. And I apologize, my French is not that good, considering I basically slept through about half a year of it in seventh grade. My research showed valid title back to 1803, although the parochial records go back no later than 1827, to which you had responded, 'Well, who owned the lot before that?' Good question. Although some might quibble, consider this a picayune question, I consider it a valid question and willingly respond at no additional fee. On April 30th, 1803, one Thomas Jefferson, resident of Monticello, Virginia, purchased the four-quarter arpent from a certain Napoleon Bonaparte, a non-resident alien. Mr. Bonaparte had acquired this lot on October 1st, 1800, from His Most Catholic Majesty, the King of Spain. The Spanish crown had acquired this quarter arpent lot from the Most Christian Prince, the King of France, in 1762. 7 years later, on November 25th, 1769, Don Alexander O'Reilly, the Spanish governor of Louisiana, established the Spanish law for the territory that would remain in force until Mr. Jefferson acquired the lot in question. And there's a citation for that that goes back to 1817. In 1747, the French king acquired valid title to the plot of ground in question from Spain, 30 years after French colonists had founded New Orleans under Louisiana Civil Code Article 3475, which gives clear title to land after 30 years of unopposed, open, and notorious adverse possession. See previous video on adverse possession. And then there's a citation there as well. The Spanish crown had originally acquired the quarter arpent in 1492 through the right of discovery by one Don Christopher Columbus, agent of their Most Catholic Majesties Ferdinand and Isabella. See Louisiana Civil Code, Book 3, Title 15 of Mandate. And their majesties, being very religious and most careful about titles to land, asked for a title opinion on the quarter arpent from His Holiness the Pope. On May 4th, 1493, Pope Alexander VI, originally from Valencia, Spain, gave clear title to the Spanish crown in the papal bull Intercatera. Since the Pope was then considered by the entire Western world to be the vicar of Christ on earth, and the citation is Matthew 16:18 and John 21:15-17, the Louisiana law of mandate would clearly invest the Pope's action with the authority of his principle. And there's a citation for that too. Jesus Christ, as you may have heard, is generally considered to be the only begotten Son of God. Citation would be John 3:16. See Louisiana Civil Code, Article 1493, for the property rights of only children under Louisiana's forced heirship, a civilian concept taken from the Code Napoleon. And despite the rather unusual circumstances of this father-son relationship, would seem to protect the property rights involved. And God, by consensus, made the heavens and earth, citation of Genesis 1:1, presumably including the quarter arpent in question. At the absolute minimum, this would give him a mechanics lien on the lot under discussion in their citations. Unfortunately, I've been unable to trace the title on the quarter arpent beyond this point, for which I'm sure that you'll never forgive me. But I do hope that you are at least a little more satisfied as to the validity of the title in question. And if not, be advised you may shove it. Now, obviously, it's a bit tongue-in-cheek, but the point is, you know, how far back can you trace these things? And I have to thank my good friend Jim McCaffrey for passing that along. And it's fascinating. And like I said before, you know, nothing worse than a lawyer with free time on his hands. Next thing you know, they'll be making videos. The other thing he pointed out to me, and I think he just passed it along, because once in a while I mention interesting and unusual laws. And he said, by the way, did you know that there's a special law on the books that protects St. Ursuline nuns in Louisiana from having to appear in court? And I said, you know, not a whole lot about that sentence makes any sense to me. Not sure who a St. Ursuline nun is, but apparently it's a religious order in New Orleans, and they live in a place. And if you want to take their depositions, you can't take them out of there. You've got to go in and take their deposition. I don't know what the odds are of that needing to be done. But they actually passed a statute, and it's revised statute 13.3668 under the Universal Citation, Louisiana Revised Statutes, Section 13.3668. No member of the religious order called the St. Ursuline Nuns established in the city of New Orleans shall be compelled by any writ or process, whatever, to appear in any court to give testimony or be examined as witness in any court, whatever. But the deposition of such member shall be taken in the convent of the Ursuline Nuns. So you always hear about these rules and statutes and laws and so on. But he was kind enough to pass along the actual statute so I could see that. And like I said, he notarized it, so that made it even better. For those of you who are regular viewers, you know what I'm talking about there. I hope you enjoyed, though, the title search going back to God. Questions or comments, always shoot them my way. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.